Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Starting last autumn, I began buying pumpkins and squash, cutting them up into bite-sized chunks and freezing them. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, one culinary tradition in particular, knows exactly what to do with pumpkin and squash, and that would be make a curry.
Yeah, curries are unique, right? There's a very loose definition of what curry is.
Yeah.
And certainly many kinds of curry.
That's right.
But, you know, it gives us a little starting point to have some fun.
And the whole basis of the curry is, in fact, what you're doing is creating a sauce.
Sure.
That you're going to cook everything in. And the sauce is made with all these spices and herbs that you collect, and then oil. And it's not olive oil. It's almost never olive oil.
Right.
Usually peanut oil, canola
something
oil.
Something very benign.
Yeah.
You know, this new version, there's safflower oil out there, which is a really nice oil, high smoke point, very sort of mellow taste, but really good to use to cook these spices in, because you do want to get the oil relatively hot
right.
as you're sauteing these spices and sort of releasing the oils and the spice.
It releases the flavors.
Right.
Well, many Indians are vegetarians, so this approach of cooking with just vegetables comes absolutely naturally to them.
Right.
And we benefit, therefore, from their experience in creating this endless multitude of tasty dishes that are also very nutritious.
Right.
And we're in the middle of winter now, and a lot of us are trying to do as much as we can with root vegetables and some of the things that we saved earlier. For instance, pickled cauliflower.
And
I was looking through a bunch of Indian recipes. You'd be surprised how often cauliflower shows up.
Yes.
It's in there an awful, awful lot. Here's a really nice recipe that I found. It's from David Tanis of the New York Times. It's a winter vegetable curry.
Mm.
And what he's going to use as spices are cumin seeds, coriander, turmeric, which gives a lot of color.
Right.
Cayenne for a bit of heat. And then some ginger and some garlic and a few little Asian chilies that we'll throw in there.
just for some extra heat.
Of course, the obligatory diced onion and tomato paste, which is more of a Western product, but it really does help. And then he's going to be working with squash, parsnips, tiny potatoes, and those florets of cauliflower we were talking about. You can go out and get some chickpeas, and we've been talking about
those are great to throw in these
working
dishes,
beans
I think.
In with your vegetables.
Right.
And you do the whole thing and let it cook, and you end up with a really wonderful, wonderful dish. Another type of curry, and it has a very similar title. We'll put these recipes on the website. This is a mixed winter vegetable curry, and the difference is that instead of working with cooking oil, we're going to work with ghee.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've never tried working with ghee, you've got to try it. This is clarified butter Indian style, essentially.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And it's a wonderful flavor. And it's totally different than working with our ordinary unsalted or salted butter. It's just got a richness to it that really is just wonderful. They are going to use some ginger, some cloves, some cinnamon, and another great ingredient, coconut milk.
Mm. Yeah, that works well.
It really does. It kind of binds things together.
Exactly. And I'm not a big fan of coconut, but the coconut milk is fine with me. I think it's the texture of raw coconut that drives me nuts.
Yeah. Oh, you've said before.
Yeah, I guess so.
But it's a great ingredient with the curries, and it's really, really wonderful. So we're going to put these recipes on the website.
Go out and have some fun.
Go out, have some fun. Get inventive, get creative, improvise.
Right.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.